All right. Hello and welcome to the latest episode of If Then Because, If Then Because, whatever way you want to say it. So it's been, I'm really excited about this episode, by the way, but it's been an interesting week. I caught a cold, which is always fun. And I wanted to talk before we get started about how to brew a perfect cup of green tea, which you're probably, if you're hoping to just hear the answer to our lemons vegan, probably upset I'm going to talk about this. But I've been sick this week. You might hear me sniffling. And I've drank a lot of tea, so I thought I'd share how to make the perfect cup of green tea. So what you want is you want 6 cups of water to about 1 teaspoon of loose leaf tea. You want to boil your water until it comes just shy of that boiling point. Add your water to your tea. And here's the thing. You want to steep it and start checking it 1 minute and then every 30 seconds till you find the right level of steepness to your tea, because I put mine in and walked away from it. And I came back about 5 minutes later and had myself a burnt cup of jasmine green tea. So you got to keep your eye on that thing. So there you go. If you're wondering, that's how you make a perfect cup of green tea. Now, why don't you go put this on pause or keep listening to it in your headphones and make yourself a nice cup of tea, and then get cozy, because we are going to talk about lemons and whether lemons are vegan. Pause for tea sip. Here we go. Okay, so are lemons vegan? Now, you might be wondering why we're asking such a preposterous question. So, okay, am I allowed to say so? Yeah, I'm just not allowed to say, okay. So recently, a cookbook author named Jack Monroe, he posted a picture to Twitter, and it was from a restaurant named Pizza Express, and the picture showed a Coke being poured into a glass, or a picture of a Coke in a glass, whatever, and the caption said, "Suitable for vegans if served without lemon." So Jack was confused by this comment, and he, no doubt many of us are confused by it, I'm just reading through my notes here. So he asked this question to the Twitter universe. Why would they say something like that? So here it is. The fun fact is that many lemons and other waxed fruits and vegetables are not vegan. Pause for effect and let me say that one more time. Many waxed fruits and vegetables are not vegan. It comes down to something called shellac, which is an insect secretion that's used to wax certain things like cucumbers, bell peppers, eggplant, potatoes, apples, lemons and limes, and oranges. So what is shellac? How is shellac made? Well, here's straight from how products are made. It says, swarms of the insects feed on certain shellac trees, primarily in India and Thailand, known informally as lac trees. The lac bug's life cycle is only 6 months, in which time they eat, propagate, and secrete the resin they've taken in from the tree to produce shellac. So we got that. Secrete the resin they've taken from the tree to produce shellac. So this is coming out of these insects' bodies. In certain seasons of the year, these insects swarm in huge numbers on the trees, settle on branches, and project protrusions into the tree to penetrate the bark. They suck up the sap and absorb it until they feed themselves to death. And another fun fact, this is called the Feast of Death amongst indigenous people. At the same time that this word propagation continues, and each female lac bug lays about 1,000 eggs before dying. The sap is chemically altered in the lac bug's body and is then exuded onto the tree branch. On contact with the air, the excretion forms a hard shell-like covering over the entire swarm. This covering forms a crust over the twig and insects. As the female lac bug is excluding the ingested sap, she is prepared to die and is providing a fluid in which her eggs will mature under protection. The male's role is to fertilize the female, and there's got to be a joke there, and is after fertilization that the female's lac output is vastly increased. The adult males and females become inactive, and the young start to break through the crust and swarm out. So that's the process of how they get shellac. And like so many things, like a raw oyster, so many other things, who was the first person to observe this process and think, you know what, I can preserve apples with that stuff? So if you're thinking this is gross, if this grosses you out, this gets even better, which I love. This is the greatest episode we've done yet. So shellac runs by a different name. The two most commonly ways you'll see the name under a different name are resinous glaze or confectioner's glaze. And can you think of where you might have seen those names? If you've ever eaten things like Tootsie Rolls, Milk Duds, or jelly beans, then you have also eaten bug secretions known as shellac. So to answer the question, lemons are not vegan unless they've been waxed with an alternative product such as carnauba palm tree wax or petroleum-based wax. But good luck figuring out which vegetables and fruits have which type of wax. And also, another fun fact, just because it says it's organic doesn't mean it's been waxed with something that's not an insect secretion. So organic does not equal non-waxed. So if you buy something organic, you could still have bug secretions, keeping that fruit or vegetable sealed for freshness. So that's it, everyone. I hope that you enjoy your evening. Coming up in a future episode, whenever it shows up from Amazon, we're gonna figure out what the big deal is with Vegemite. We're gonna try that out, and we're gonna enjoy a Vegemite sandwich once that shows up from Amazon. So hoping to share that episode with you. Oh darn it, I had to end with an awe. I was gonna say, I've been asking for 5-star reviews and comments, and I don't know if that's even a thing, if that even helps, but you know, how about this? If you really enjoyed the show, if you want to help us out and maybe tell somebody about the show, get somebody else to listen to the show. That would be better than, you know, a 5-star review that I don't even know how that works. So that would be wonderful. I'm wishing you a wonderful evening, whatever time of the day it is. And I had to end with this comment. I'm off to have a glass of water with a lemon slice and just a big ball of shellac. I'm just going to drop it into there. If then, because out.